Blog Talk Radio.
Go! Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Are you excited for the Oscars? I know I am. I've hired Rob to pose as an Academy Award at my Oscar party. He will be painted gold and stand in the corner, fully nude, next to a cheese plate. I'd have put him by the shrimp plate, but the Academy Award does not have a boner. Here's the show.
Oh.
No boners for Rob.
Well, the Academy Award statue at Sid's party will definitely have a boner.
Mental image. Shrimp. Unwanted.
Metal image. What? I don't know. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. I believe this is episode 249.
Is it? That's a milestone.
No, the next one would be a milestone.
Yeah. Would be? So you're saying it might not actually happen?
You never know till it actually happens.
What if we have a play?
I feel like every episode is a milestone. Just the fact that the four of us can agree to a time to be in a room together.
I know. This is like I feel like it requires way too much effort than we usually put into anything.
Well, you three all hang out all the time. Nobody invites
No, we don't.
I never hang out with Sid.
No. Really?
I only sit here.
You just said on the air you went somewhere. I'm just joking about being upset by it.
Oh, where did we go?
You just said you went to eat somewhere before.
Oh, that was last week.
We
got barbecue together.
Aha! Uh-huh.
I went to IKEA with Rob today.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we were total adults today.
Oh, my God. We woke up early.
Yeah.
We got breakfast to go.
What'd you get?
Bagels.
From where?
The bagel store on Bedford.
Bagel toppings?
No, what's that?
No, I'm asking you, did you get bagel toppings?
Oh.
Or anything?
Like, what's a bagel topping?
I never heard it being called
yeah,
a topping.
Yeah.
Rob and I both got a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Okay. On bagels?
Yes.
Now is this, I'm sorry.
Everything?
Rob got sesame, and I got an onion.
But this isn't hipsterland, so is this like a bacon, egg, and cheese flavored bagel? Or is
traditional New York style bacon. Bagel.
Do you eat the whole bagel, Noah?
Am I walking into something right now?
No. Well, because my girlfriend was telling me how she used to work at the Martha Stewart magazine, the wedding magazine, and the editors there would all
get it scooped.
They'd all share a bagel between four of them.
What? Each get a quadrant?
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry. I'm gonna have a quarter of a bagel.
The place does sell mini bagels, but I fucking love bagels, so I eat the entire thing, and then I want even more.
That was the funniest story because she's telling me
do they split it?
Well, they would have a catering table, I guess, something like that, and she'd go over and be like, "I'm going to get a bagel," and then she's.
Oh well, to be fair, they're usually split into fours already.
Really?
I feel. If it's catered, it's like split in half both ways.
Like finger food.
All right, we learn something.
Well, here's the thing though. It's still presented as a full bagel. You have to physically
just pre-cut.
Yeah, it's just pre-cut.
Like
for
when you order from a bagel place.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Okay. Yeah,
but still absurd. I've never been like, I'm going to go have a quarter of a bagel. Yeah.
If you could have a quarter, which quarter would it be?
It would have to be a top quarter. You want the top.
I prefer the bottom quarters.
Really? Why is that?
They're crispier.
That's
but they
drop.
Don't.
Well, then have to have it toasted.
Yeah, I always get toasted.
What? You get your bagel toasted?
What's the point?
Yeah. If it's a fresh bagel, it does not have to be toasted.
I like
toasted.
It.
It's
I like
a sin.
It.
It's a sin.
What kind of New Yorker are you? What are you going to tell me? Your pizza with
In
pork?
Jew. What
no.
kind of
Why
a
is
Jew
that,
are you?
Is that a
because,
wrong thing?
Because
I like it crispy. It's a faux pas.
Why?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be crispy on the outside, and when they toast
Soft
it...
on the end.
Yeah,
no, I like it crispy everywhere. I don't want mush. I don't like the mush.
But then
mush
it cuts the roof of your mouth, no?
No. Jeez, how sensitive is the roof of your mouth?
You bite with your
Pretty
teeth.
Sensitive.
You bite with your teeth.
I just think it's
the
a sin.
The only time it's acceptable to toast a bagel,
if
I
it's
feel.
Old.
Yeah, if it's
no,
a day old.
I don't trust them telling me, it just came out. No, I don't believe you. Toast that shit. I want it hot and crispy.
But then, another issue I have with a toasted bagel is if I get cream cheese on it and they toast it, when I bite into it, all the cheese just melts out.
Yeah, just
out.
Melts.
I typically get butter.
So then all the butter was squishy.
What?
So gross.
What's gross?
I think it's gross.
Buttered bagel
is
gross?
Healthy. It, there's no...
You're just pushing lard.
I guess, what's the nutritional value of cream cheese?
Yeah.
But it just seems even...
I don't get bagels that often, and also... I've already said I don't like the mushiness with a bagel, so why would I put cream cheese on it, which would make it even more mushy?
Butter doesn't. I guess
it melts.
Not butter,
it's
yeah.
just a nice glistening, fatty.
I don't get you, Sid. Mm.
I just don't like bagels in general.
What?
What?
I don't know if I can be your friend anymore. Not... This is why next week is not going to happen.
It's just the battle lies.
I'm offended, Darren.
After all we've been through, a bagel.
That's Darren's more a Bialy guy.
Yeah, no, I hate Bialy.
What's your problem with Bialy?
That's a very strong word.
I had a Bialy once when I was a very young child, and it had. Well, for people who don't know, a Bialy is sort of like a bagel with a compressed hole.
It's like a garlic bagel.
Rob had that a couple months ago.
When they have been sold.
But the middle of the middle looks like a belly button with lint.
Yes. Okay, now.
That's true.
Good segue.
English muffin, I feel like a Bialy.
Well, the reason muffin. I had a traumatic experience, and this is a very New York thing. Bialys don't exist, I don't think, outside of New York.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe
you ever heard of
Lindy?
Let's go to the chat. People in the chat, have you ever had or heard of a Bialy? So go on.
Everyone I know that's ever lived outside of New York doesn't know what it is. And if they've happened to see it in print when I'm around, they say Bailey. They always say Bailey.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. A Bialy, like you said, it's like a bagel with a smaller bagel with a compressed hole, but it's not. There's actually no hole. It's like the beginning of a hole.
Yeah,
I like when Darren was his physical mime of there being no hole is too faint, like as if he's finger banging a chick with two fingers.
I'm finger popping a Bialy right now. There was some fucking green thing growing in that like little navel thing.
Oh, mint.
And no. And I bit right into it. It was disgusting. I almost threw
Do you remember
up.
The flavor? Was it like seaweed?
It's just
was
really
it mold?
Disgusting.
It's just mold. It sounds like it's just an old bagel.
I don't remember it tasting like anything. It's just like I saw the visual, and then I saw it going into my mouth, but I didn't stop it in time, and it was disgusting.
Ooh.
So I can't.
I don't get the purpose.
Where was that woman to warn you?
Yeah. It was before they were friends.
Oh.
Darren was so young.
Maybe she saw you take that bite, and she's like, from now on, I'm going to warn that guy.
She's my guardian Bialy angel.
Early episode title contender right there.
If I'm getting hit by a car, she doesn't do anything, but only if it's a tainted Bialy. Or
so
bacon.
She has her field of expertise.
So, Darren, you don't like bagels.
No. So I don't really hate. I don't have like an aversion to bagels like seaweed.
So what would you get? What's your preferred?
A roll. Anywhere I would
a Kaiser, get like a traditional.
Yes,
what
a
would
Kaiser
you get on
roll.
It?
I don't know. Like any time you'd be getting a bagel, I'd just substitute a roll for it.
So you get
or
like
a croissant,
sausage,
maybe.
Oh, I love
sausage,
a croissant.
Egg and cheese. I don't like it with an egg, like as an egg sandwich.
Oh, really? Like a egg, bacon, and croissant.
I just like plain
ham and egg.
Bialy, B-I-A-L-Y or L-E-Y?
L-Y.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
texting Rob the title.
Un chasseur, sans son chien, est un bon chasseur, qui fait sacher, je suis
ça. Squirted the cold lube in the crack.
A little bonus, Shauna. Drop Moisture Shadow says the only compressed hole Darren likes are the ones for meat holes. Also, there's a Rob Injections pedo beard in the chat. Do I have a pedo?
Earlier we were saying that if Rob kept growing his beard, he would look like Kim Thayil from Soundgarden.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
I don't think I could make it. Anytime it gets a little too unruly, I just have to trim.
Why do you have to? There's no law.
It's uncomfortable.
Deal with it. He does.
Why do I have to deal with it?
So you
beauty?
Could look like Kim Thayil one
I
day.
I look. The more my beard grows in, I look more like a homeless person, and B, Sid, I'm going to say it, a terrorist.
Yes! Do it!
And I don't want to.
Prophecy has come true.
I don't want to look like a terrorist. I am an American.
But who is scared by a homeless terrorist? You can't even afford rent. You're going
to
buy a bomb.
Oh, I tried to bomb, and it didn't blow up, and now I'm out of the
apartment.
Street.
Are there any terrorists that don't look homeless? There's this shoe bomber look like a fucking weirdo.
That's true. Could afford a plane ticket at least.
We have some callers. They might be just listening. If you want to call in, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. We want to know your favorite bagel flavor. If you're outside of New York, I'm sure your opinion is skewed.
What do you put on the bagel? Do you like it toasted or not?
But they're going to hang up if they had another question.
No, you answer that, and then you could ask your question. 562, have you ever heard of a Bialy?
I don't think so.
See?
Okay. You're welcome.
Who is it?
It's Mario from California.
Hey. Oh, Mario. Okay.
I got to say, I love that you guys have drops of me laughing.
It's monumental.
Yeah. You have a cold? You sound a little sniffly.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh.
You're like his guardian angel.
Yeah.
In that I tell him that he has a cold. Just remind him. That's all I've got. Oh, you have a couple
remedies? A lot of vitamin C, please.
Now we can have a drop of him laughing with a stuffy nose. That's the whole
You don't have to play a job. Just keep him on hold and let him fucking...
Go outside and chew on an echinacea plant.
Oh.
They have those in California.
It's like a Bialy.
Yeah.
Bialy of plants.
Jesus. All right.
How are the bagels in California?
Awful.
They're not bad. Bad.
Well, what frame of reference does he have? He's never been to New York.
That's true.
True. Well, I like plain bagels, and I don't like it toasted.
Something's wrong with you.
Plain bagels? Those are boring.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of boring.
My favorite are the raisin, the cinnamon raisin bagels.
Oh, stop it.
And I love this new...
No.
Now, I understand this is totally anti-bagel traditionalist, but a French toast bagel, which is both a cinnamon and an egg bagel together. Ah!
So
imagine.
You're saying egg bagel.
Yes, I love the
raisins are disgusting.
Raisins are not disgusting.
Thumbs down.
We're taking.
I don't want sweet bagels. That's wrong.
Why not?
Why?
It's a treat.
No.
Actually, I do like cinnamon raisin bagels toasted.
I had to lower the volume there. That was some loud laughing.
He's peeking.
Yeah, why not? It's a fun treat.
No.
Delicious.
Have a fucking candy bar.
What do you mean?
But you can have
you
a
have
bagel.
Cake, right?
Yeah.
You know what cake is? It's sweet bread.
Yeah, but it's not a bagel.
What?
If I want
pie.
Cake, I'd go to a bakery, not a fucking shitty bagel store.
A bagel store is a bakery.
But
they bake bagels.
Kind. They don't bake cakes.
Some of them
have
cakes
them
have and bagels.
No. No.
Why?
Muffins?
Yeah,
no.
They have muffins, man.
I mean, they're disgusting. Fuck that. Get out of here.
Notifications are on. Turn them off.
Could this be any more of a Jewier argument, by the way?
Yeah.
Any Jewier.
It would be Jewier if we just bought bagels. Now we're arguing over who has to pay for the bagels that we just bought.
True.
I paid for the bagels last time, Rob. It's your turn.
That's why you should pay again.
Oh. Get you for the BLT.
All right. Let's see. 203. This is also another
Colin.
You sound so angry.
Hey.
Hey.
All
right. So,
Colin, have you ever heard of a Bialy? You're in Connecticut, right?
Yes, I. Could you stop doing that laughing over me, please? God. All right. I have heard of a Bialy, yes.
Okay, so it's an East Coast thing. It's not just a New York.
Or like
Northeast.
A Northeast.
I think it's Northeast, yeah.
Or maybe
Northeast.
He just heard of it when he was listening to the show 5 minutes ago.
I don't know.
So,
have you had a Bialy?
Yes.
Do you enjoy a Bialy?
It's okay. It's
just fascinating.
Okay, thanks, Colin.
Do you say pedophile or pedophile?
It's pedophile, not pedophile.
It's actually regional, like British people say pedophile.
Yeah. Sucker!
That's really northeastern.
All right.
It's way eastern.
So we have some drops. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
These are from Victor. Thank you, Victor, so much for taking the time to cut these up. This one is just bullshit, it says.
Please calm. Yeah, you're the favorite bullshit.
Oh, I see. It's the guy explaining what Moshiach means.
Bullshit.
I'm going to go in the buttfuck room.
There's a better cut of that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Buttfucking dudes. I feel like these are...
That's why there's so much buttfucking in the Navy.
These are cut off. That one was okay. Mm-hmm. They cut off too fat. It's not usable.
We've got, and I just can't handle a big, meaty steak.
I have that one. That one's real old.
Cheap Jewish style. Dirty duty.
Right, I got that one, too.
I'm in the mood. Nothing's going on. Gonna fail your dreams. That's what I sound like?
Did you listen to the show?
Fix your stinking crooked teeth.
Who's he talking about?
Was that the weird lady that he said was hitting on some guy?
Yeah,
in
the lamp, yeah.
Fix your stinking crooked teeth.
Yeah. I have a great grape.
Gay grape.
I had a bunch of meat inside.
Wow, that was sexy. Time.
I'm gonna use that on my.
But I handled several meaty.
Rob.
Sorry.
Darren, what were you gonna say?
It's a moment past.
You're too quick with those fingers, Rob. Settle down.
It's the first time I've ever heard anyone complain.
Oh.
I'm talking out of my ass here.
Only Darren should play.
Smell your
beer. I don't have these though. I have some of them.
Two more.
He's not even listening.
It's so cold in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough.
Painful.
Washy, washy. Happy, happy.
All right. We start off with drops about me.
You alerted her and she wiped. Hey, where's the butt fuck room?
That's a better cut.
Dubai! Bye.
This is about Steve Harvey.
Survey said, fuck you, Steve.
Can I just say, I love how week by week more and more of the show is just us playing clips from old shows.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day. There's going to come a day when an entire new episode is just 2 hours of drops
show.
From previous episodes.
Yeah. We've done that.
It'll be like a clip show.
But we'll be here in the room the whole time.
It's like,
I don't have any kind of fecal buildup on the balls or anything.
So matter of fact.
Wipe good, will you?
3D and Rob.
Clean your bum bum? Clean your bum bum for sex?
Clean bum bum?
Wash, wash.
These are some Yakir drops.
Even in kick the ass, like everyone in Japan, and the favorite match is with, my favorite match of Freddie Blassie is with Ricky Dozen's. Crazy match. This guy is biting the shit out of those guys.
This is just Yakir Choina. It's just him babbling.
You're a great guy.
You're a gay, great guy. All right, now we're up to Noah.
There's always going to be Judy.
There's another one.
Maybe I like cum.
There's no
way. Washy, washy. Happy, happy. There was a lot of sausage. There's a lot of sausage. Who is that, Rob?
That's definitely me.
And now Rob drops.
You can't tell me there's no back door.
This was Rob singing Cold in the D, so I'll skip that one. There's another one.
Creamy beef stroganoff.
Dirty duty, but I want to hear it again.
Dirty duty. Dirty duty.
So emphatic.
I'm killing it. It is being killed. It's dead.
Where's the Jerusalem pizza?
Some more Rob.
Beetloaf.
What?
Beetloaf?
Where am I going to use that?
Eatloaf.
This is called Rob Toilet Talk. I don't remember what it is.
So the toilet goes which way?
Sid. There's a bunch of Sid drops.
Yeah.
There.
Yay.
People are assholes.
Yeah, we do that.
Now, if we could just loop that, I don't have to do it anymore and crack myself up. We could actually get a long stream of it.
Duty lips. Hi, I'm Robert Pezbani. Get off the fucking radio. Just go live your life. Shut the fuck up.
What was I talking
about?
You're
talking about Cousin Brucey, clearly. No.
That's why there's so much butt fucking in the Navy.
I like that one.
That sums it up perfectly.
Yeah, I bet he has a hairy taint. If he had a big enough turd dangling out of his ass that it would make a splash, it's very sartorial. Where do you put your duty?
That's it. We're done.
Bravo.
Good batch.
Who isolated those?
Guppy. I don't know who that is, but his name is Guppy.
Cool.
That's awesome. I must say that like 5 times an episode. So it's nice that it's finally.
Instead of the go when we start the podcast, we should just use that.
Ugh.
This is my director's commentary of the music. And we could alternate between that and Rob reacting to you saying sausage, which was.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh. It's almost like you guys are doing it.
Yeah, like dry humping. Summer camp.
Go!
We gotta start with the ugh, and then go to the go.
Ugh!
I gotta edit that shit.
You have the, we'll do it later.
Chocolate croissant says he sent you a bunch, Darren.
Just now? Or when?
Mm-hmm.
I'll look. Well, let's continue the show for a while.
Nope.
Really?
Rob, your shirt is Hulk Hogan colors. Is that on purpose?
No.
It's a red and yellow. What band is that?
Color Attack.
Is it?
Yep.
That doesn't look like an E.
Well, that's because his arms are crossed.
No, there's a K.
Yeah, before it.
That's an A.
You said Color Tech.
Sorry.
Pronounce it right if you're going to fucking say some shit.
Wow, Sid.
Metal Injection should fire you.
Darren, Chocolate Croissant says, no, he sent it 2/3 hours ago.
I got it.
2/3 hours?
2/3, I think.
No. Could be 40 minutes.
So, yes. Anybody do anything exciting this week other than... Oh, I've had...
What is happening?
The drops. I found the drops.
It's Rob Troina.
I'll forward them to you, Darren. We went to IKEA this morning.
Mm-hmm. Did you have breakfast before you went?
Yeah, we had the bagels.
The bagels. We had a whole conversation.
I wanted to see if I could trick you.
And IKEA is just, it's such an adult paradise. There's so many things you want to buy.
It's the fucking worst. Ugh.
I had iced coffee and the bagel before we got there, so I had to, like, keep walking ahead of Rob because I needed to crop dust. That's why I was walking ahead
That's
of you.
That's why.
I didn't want to subject you to my
What's
bagel
funny
sandwich.
Is that, like, I lost Noah for a while because I had to go back and get a cart, and I was like, oh, she's probably so much further ahead. And then I started texting her. I'm like, all right, I'm all checked out, so whenever you're ready. And then, like, 15 minutes later, she's like, oh, I'm still by the flowers.
I know.
And Rob's like,
my girl.
God, what is happening?
But it was good.
What'd you get?
I got a rug.
The fuck do you need a rug for?
Half table. It was actually in my lease that, like, 75% of my apartment or something like that had to be covered in rugs.
Did they add that when
or
they
like
saw
like 3/4 of the apartment has to be covered in rugs. That was the
language. Something to catch all the sunflower seed shells?
No, it's nice to catch all the body hair.
You need to make a rug out of that.
Yeah, I should. I should work on that. Start collecting.
Rob a rug. No? Yeah. Sorry, maybe later.
No. Also, it's really surprising how cheap the food is at the end of the, you know, they have like
Is
a,
it that the a furniture store has cheap food?
Yeah, that's like why are hot dogs only 50 cents?
Why is a furniture store selling hot dogs?
Because you're
made out of horse meat.
You've been walking around for an hour and a half. You work up an appetite. You deserve it.
But it's not like it's high quality. It's a furniture.
Made in China. They're like the furniture.
Pretty good hot dogs, though.
Ugh. Did you have a hot dog?
Yeah.
How much was it?
50 cents, I just told you.
Did you? I was screaming.
And then a cinnamon bun for $1?
They did have a special of ribs. I'm surprised that you didn't get those.
Well, that's in the cafe. They have a cafe as well.
Cafeteria.
Fuck that place.
Really?
The food is as low quality as the furniture. It's all made of particle board, including the hot dogs.
Not all the furniture is low quality. They have cheap furniture in them.
Cheap Juice Sweden.
Moisture Shadows ask, why no meatballs? They don't serve cooked meatballs at the end by the checkout. They probably have that
in the
cafeteria.
And the lingonberry sauce.
It is good. It is good.
The worst. Oops. Sorry. That's what's trying to play.
Jew Russia.
It's okay. Got people's attention.
Do you not like IKEA, Sid?
No.
IKEA.
We did see Orthodox Jews, and immediately that song started playing in my head.
Sing it at them.
Mashiach.
Sing along.
Maybe that's why they went. Oh, Mashiach means IKEA.
IKEA.
I told Rob this. I think it's amazing. Like, on last week's episode, Death Metal God in the comments translated the Mashiach song.
But it was underwhelming. It was just like, God's going to come back.
Yeah. No, but I just think that someone with the username Death Metal God translates Mashiach.
Because it was in, he said he just cut and pasted it, though.
Yeah, I know. But just that he went to that, you know, like...
It's our show, and we didn't even do that.
Yeah.
We had months.
Well, that's why.
We didn't
even... We have people to do it for us.
Thank you, Death Metal God.
It made me laugh, just like the irony of it.
The iron cheek of it?
Mm. Cheap Jew Moshiach.
Cheap Jew Russia.
So, what's in the news this week, gents?
Well, first I wanted to say that I saw one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
It was so bad you texted me at 11 o'clock to let me know how bad it was. I was like, oh my God, this must be an emergency.
I said, who would agree with me that this movie sucked? And the first person that came to mind was Sid.
I'd agree that most things suck, so yeah, it's usually a good bet.
Nonstop, I saw.
What's that?
It's a movie with Liam Neeson.
Is that a theater?
Oh, that's like the new action movie.
And he's 61 years old, by the way, playing an air marshal. He's an action hero now.
Even though he's got a British accent, he's an air marshal in the States?
Yeah, well, he became a New York cop like 30 years ago. Whatever.
With his accent.
Yeah, and then he became an air marshal because he was a bad cop or something, you know.
Oh, yeah. I saw the commercials. It looks horrendous. I can't believe
it. It's got a chick from Downton Abbey in it, and it's got the chick nominated for Best Supporting Actress for 12 Years a Slave is in it.
Uh-huh.
It's got like a legitimate cast.
Yep. And
Julianne Moore, right?
Julianne Moore is in it doing absolutely nothing.
Did she
like...
take her flat tits out?
No.
She does that a lot of movies.
No.
I like the redhead.
It wasn't that kind of Moore movie.
No. It could be any movie. It doesn't matter. She's on a plane. She goes.
She only does it in artistic
Liam Neeson
movies.
Bends her over the drink cart.
Only in artistic movies and The Big Lebowski. Even so artistic movies.
If she did that, even though the movie's called Nonstop, I would have got up and said, "Stop!
No, leave her alone. They're nice."
She's horrible.
She's aged very well because she's
like
very
slender. She looks like the boy from Mask, I feel.
Come on. No way. She's pretty.
She's
stop,
not
Rocky
pretty.
Dennis. Come
she's
on.
Not
she's
stop.
Very pretty.
She's the Rocky
she's
Jenis
totally
of Hollywood.
Stop.
You just hate gingers.
She should have. I do not.
No,
I do not hate gingers.
Christina Hendricks is beautiful. Yeah. I don't think she's pretty, Julianne Moore.
But I
no,
feel
Julianne
like
Moore's
she should have played the boy from Mask. They wouldn't have. Stop. They would have saved money on.
She's a great actress.
She is.
She's gonna pull it off.
Very pretty. She'd have pulled off her top.
I don't see how she's pretty. She's got a fucked up face.
No.
Oh no, I don't.
No,
she's
no,
got
no.
an effed up face.
No.
Informal poll in the chat. Y or N? Would you or wouldn't you? Bang Julianne Moore.
I vote no.
Or is she pretty? If you want to be more sensitive.
Anyways, go on with the movie.
I'm
what was awful?
Someone
besides?
Understood the Rocky Dennis joke. Also, I feel like that's from our time.
That's before our time.
But then people know. That's a pretty famous movie. I mean, I know
nowadays,
movies before my time. I know The Godfather. You know.
I just assume people younger than us are all idiots.
Well, Google it. Look up Eric Stoltz in the movie Mask, and you'll see.
Or just look up the actual guy.
Yeah, Rocky Dennis, and you'll see what Julianne Moore looks like. But I don't know.
How dare you?
I don't know what Rocky Dennis really looks like. I know what Eric Stoltz
with
the makeup.
Rocky, the redhead celebrity or semi-celebrity that looks like Rocky Dennis is comedian Morgan Murphy.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. She is a writer for Fallon, I think.
Yeah, she is.
And she looks a lot like Rocky Dennis. She's funny. She's very funny.
Really
but,
funny.
Let's see.
Right? Come on. Like,
she looks like
that
Julianne Moore.
Oh, stop it.
She does.
She's crazy bad.
I think Julianne Moore is
petite
uglier
flower.
Than her.
Oh, stop. You're crazy.
I do.
You're crazy.
I didn't say she wasn't petite. She
Julianne
is
Julianne Moore is very pretty.
All right. That's your opinion. What the fuck? You got a lamb-based
yes.
my opinion?
That's what I do.
You probably like Nonstop, too.
No, I wouldn't.
You're disappointing
me. I wouldn't
have paid
money to see it.
You're supposed to think things
You're the
suck.
One that paid money to see it.
No, I didn't. Actually, my girlfriend paid for me.
Oh, God.
I paid for dinner.
What'd you have for dinner?
We went to Chola Indian restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Which is
Chola?
Very fancy.
Isn't that a Spanish?
Well,
it is, actually. It means like a Mexican female gangster.
Yeah, like the ones that draw their eyebrows on and the black around their mouth.
Yep. And they wear, you know, gang colors and stuff.
So is that the theme of the restaurant?
No, there were no fucking 54
Chevys. The waiters only
Chevys
had the top two buttons on their shirts buttoned.
No, it was. I think it's a coincidence that that means something in Hindi, probably also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this movie, awful. Julianne Moore, since we mentioned her, is just like all she is like a passenger in this plane that Liam Neeson is flying on and does nothing. Like she's just a like
just
in distress. Yeah. And then at one point he thinks she's behind it, and you don't know. And then it turns out that she's not.
So
spoiler.
Who
don't worry
being
about
the,
it. No
the,
one's
behind it.
Well, all right. First of all, there's this guy that he's like a school teacher going to. Basically, Liam Neeson thinks that everyone in the plane is guilty, so he starts like fucking putting people in the camel clutch and like throwing them against the wall, and he tapes up a guy's. It's like basically.
So he's the real terrorist.
Well, he's a shitty cop, basically, is what the whole point of the movie is. But there's no action in this fucking movie.
Oh,
like
really?
For the first hour, it's just him getting text messages. From this killer
Would
or whatever.
Shouldn't his phone be off on a fucking plane? What the hell is that? Well, that's bad air marshal right there.
That's all bullshit anyway.
You but
can
you
he should follow the, he, of all people to follow the
he
rules.
You can't get text messages because you fly above like the
right,
text
the
coming from
in
inside
the plane.
The plane.
Oh, okay.
So he's getting all these text messages and he's like going around the plane trying to figure out who sent me this text message.
And then at the end the pilot just comes over and he's like, JK, it was me the whole time.
That would have been a much better fucking ending than what actually happened, which is the guy, his father died in 9/11. So, and he's pointing a gun. First of all, here's the most idiotic thing about this movie is that the two guys who wind up doing it, they're both pointing a gun at Liam Neeson like this.
Right.
They're getting ready to parachute out of the plane so they live and the rest of the plane dies. And he's just standing there pointing a gun at Liam Neeson explaining his plot to him.
Oh, so yeah. I like, hate it when like writers do that.
And he could have shot him. Yeah. On site, but no, he's like, my father was in 9/11, and he died, and then I joined the army to go to Iraq, and then I was fighting a war I didn't understand, man, and now I'm back. So he wanted to expose air marshals because they don't do a good job, I guess. The dumbest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Who was the actor?
Nobody.
Oh,
like
really?
Like some character actor or something.
Yeah.
Horrible.
David Paymer?
No, much younger. No, like a 30-year-old guy.
That would have been great if he, like, my father died on 9. He was 93 years old. He was startled and had a heart attack.
David Paymer is such a nebbish, though.
That's why it would have been. Wouldn't that have been much more entertaining if that was the character?
Yes!
Actor? Or, like, Bob Balaban
is
the villain?
No, David Paymer is good.
How do you know these names? Like,
I don't know. My father died. He was a New Yorker. He was in this bed walking by and this piece of office furniture fell down and hit him in the head.
He was hit by a VHS copy of Darkman and I've come to notice you.
How did you know that was me? Fucking Liam Neeson chewing scenery in that movie.
Good Lord. He was on The Daily Show this week. I don't know if you saw this. It was so fucking weird. He didn't want to promote his movie. All he wanted to talk about was Mayor de Blasio in New York City trying to eliminate carriage horses around Central Park.
Which is great,
but
by
Liam Neeson is
like
against it. He's like a champion of the carriage horse industry.
I'm a champion of carriage horses.
It was so fucking weird and awkward.
If you touch those carriage horses, you will regret ever being born. That's pretty good. That's the first thing you've done that's not Thor-ish.
Who is that supposed to be?
Liam Neeson.
Oh.
But I think he's become more Americanized, though. Yeah. He's a little too much Irish, but very close.
Fucking weird.
Fucking people who are against horses are against me. Yeah. I will rape your firstborn. He sounds like Derensky guy.
He completely
Derensky. I will rape your firstborn, Derensky.
He completely went off the rails when his wife died in that skiing accident.
I didn't even know that.
Natasha Richardson, I think, was
that
his wife.
Was,
did a Sonny Bono kind of situation.
She was killed by Mayor de Blasio. I'm pretty sure.
No,
but I mean, I look at him and he's like Schindler's List guy, you know.
I've never seen that movie.
I can't understand.
Yeah,
what kind of fucking Jews are you?
It's despite my parents.
Oh,
I will never.
Right.
Maybe after they're both dead.
You have a legitimate reason. Yeah. But Rob.
You're right. It just seems too depressing. I don't want
to
be
bummed out. It is very depressing. New York.
But my feeling about that movie and 12 Years a Slave and movies like that, it's like, we know the story. Like, what? Come on. How many times do we have to keep telling the same fucking
story? Yeah, and it's like I watch Life is Beautiful.
I didn't see that either.
I got a good idea of what the concentration camps are.
That's just depressing, too.
They throw a layer of French over the Holocaust. That makes it even worse.
But at least there's like bright
funny parts.
Yeah, like it's not all depressing. It shows that like there is an ultimate moral to it where like, hey, even in a concentration camp, you can find sort of happiness.
There's that scene where Hitler slips on a banana peel.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, no, there's the lighter side.
Did you ever see, I have to think of it now. I forgot. I totally lost my train of thought. No.
I just quickly want to mention, Darren, you're not alone. I just did a Google search. Rocky, Dennis, Julianne Moore.
Thank you.
Brings up a surprising amount of results.
Motherfuckers.
Thank you. Thank
people
you.
Have no respect.
But some of them are like, I never realized how much...
But it's not just
Julianne
other than
Moore
being
like
a redhead.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's not. She has weird bone structure.
She has great bone structure.
She has heart.
I think Julianne Moore is like regular life hot. But Hollywood, okay.
No,
like if you saw
she's not even
life,
regular life.
I think Kathy Griffin looks more like...
She ain't no prize either.
That's Kathy Griffin after 800 plastic surgeries. This is like the best version
but
of Kathy
didn't
Griffin.
Julianne Moore have plastic surgery?
She looks the... I mean, maybe like a facelift or something.
Fucking weird.
But she doesn't look any different, really.
Yeah.
It's weird.
She makes a very pretty, normal lady.
I like them freckled titties.
Well, okay, that's your preference.
It's like so many nipples.
That is the nastiest
nipples
thing
ever.
I've
ever. What?
Why is that nasty?
Steved me out.
Don't use that word. I hate
go
that
look
word.
Up her
Steved?
Tits.
Yeah, it's such a
Steve.
It's like cool beans, like douchebags say that.
No, that comes from Italians, like New York
Yeah,
Italians.
But I don't like it.
I think it's more of a white trash, like a wigger thing to say. I don't think it's...
Are you calling me a white trash wigger?
Sort of, yeah.
But Rob Persian...
I don't think that's an upscale. Like
no, I just it's phrases I don't like.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's like in high school, dumb kids used to say it, so I just associate it.
Skeeves
that and cool
beans. I'm just very stoked to say skeeves.
I don't care about stoked. No opinion.
How about irregardless?
How about totes? Are you totes angry?
If you say that seriously, then you're a douchebag. If you say it to like make fun of douchebags, then
so
it's
won't drive you cray cray.
No.
Stop, please.
Cray cray, with the amount of RuPaul's Drag Race my wife watches, cray cray.
Really?
It's like tuned out at this point.
Are you forced to sit there and watch that?
Watch it. I just sit and criticize.
Okay, that's good.
Which, I mean, on a show like that, it's just endless amounts of things. And I'll even get into the nuts and bolts stuff. Like, that outfit's terrible.
They get it.
What is this guy thinking?
I think they get into the nuts and bolts, too,
well,
on that show.
Yeah.
More bolts, probably. But I don't know. I with that one, the main issue I have with RuPaul's Drag Race is just like that's like their career,
right?
It's like playing dress up. Uh-huh. That's like that's it. That's like
I don't think they have a retirement
your life's
plan.
Work.
Well, bless them if they found a way to parlay that into money.
Yes, but just like be a nurse or something. Come on.
Gay. But isn't that any sort of entertainment is playing dress up?
There's levels. Come on. There's levels.
It's a but how many people on reality shows have any talent? Hardly any.
Exactly. Just don't all become nurses.
Show.
Become nurses.
Why nurses?
Draw some fucking blood. Do something.
They make them far less doing that. What's the incentive?
That they won't burn in hell when they die?
Would you want someone to come to... You want someone to come draw your blood?
Khloe
like
Kardashian
RuPaul?
Could draw my blood.
Okay,
it's better than doing whatever the fuck she does now.
But what about the people in Drag Race, though?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know, man. I think...
they've all had so much surgery, they're used to needles. They're not going to freak out.
they're probably
they have a steady hand.
Are you saying they're real trannies and not just transvestites?
No, but like a lot of them just have
They're cross-dressers. They're not transvestites.
No.
That's what I said. Are you saying they're trannies and not
transvestites? No, they have crazy... Like there was one guy that had like plastic surgery to make him look like Cher.
Oh.
Ugh.
It's terrifying.
Why?
They all just end up looking like variations of Marilyn Manson.
Cher looks like Rocky Dennis.
Yeah. She was in that movie.
I feel like just having muscle implants, like pec implants or calf implants.
The Carrot Top has those. He has the shoulder ones. What are those called? There's a name for that.
The Carrot Tops?
No, there's like a scientific name.
Douche pads?
I think it's
douche pad.
He has the calf ones, too. It's really terrible. It doesn't look like a human being.
Yeah.
You know? I understand getting plastic surgery if you're going to, you know, enhance yourself to look a certain way that's like a human
being.
Don't
look at me.
Somewhat.
when you say that.
I'm just talking.
Yeah, I'm just
We're
kidding.
Sitting opposite each other.
But also, I feel like there is an art to what they're doing in the sense that, you know, it does require a certain amount of talent to dress up like a woman in a way that is somewhat believable and looks
it's
nice.
It's not believable.
Well, like, believable.
Talent,
and
you buy a dress and put on some makeup. What fucking
You could sew. Some people sew their dresses.
Okay.
They don't just buy them. What about your face?
Thank you. I'll let the drop speak for me on this one. Rob can just have this debate with a recording of me. But what about their
I'll
makeup?
I'll have the salad.
This is what Sid was really trying to say, was saying when he was watching that show, unfortunately.
Stop screaming. I'm trying to jerk off in here.
Ironically, that's a very loud drop.
Yes. Everybody has their method.
Sid, you made a point on Facebook when watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
That was the point.
Facebook.
But after that original post, I was just saying how, you know, there's all this talk of, like, the first openly gay NFL player and Jason Collins, the first openly gay NBA player. Give me the first openly heterosexual person on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Is there anyone?
No, that's why I'm waiting for that.
Found out there are drag kings. There are women who dress as men, and then there are women.
I think one of them is hosting the Oscars tonight. So that's a completely legitimate career.
Are you sure she's a woman?
Here's total cheating. There's women who dress like women. What? You're already a woman. What are you doing?
They pretend to be drag queens.
Come on, it takes talent.
It's like Victor Victoria.
Sure, no, it takes talent to doll yourself up. Yeah, that's a makeup artist.
Artist dolls other people up.
Yeah, the degree of difficulty is a lot harder when you're a fucking man with a penis, though.
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure, you gotta learn how to tuck your dick in.
Well, it's harder for a man to look like a woman than a woman in general.
But a woman has to, like, tape down her tits.
To look like a man?
Yeah.
I think there's a challenge here. I think Rob needs to dress up as a woman and Noah needs to dress up like a man for episode 250.
Who would look hotter as the other sex?
No, like Noah should dress up as a drag queen trying to look like a woman.
Yeah.
And Rob should put on some makeup.
And then
that beard.
We can go on the Maury show and you can answer, is it a guy or not?
Yeah. Maury doesn't do those, though. That's Jerry Springer.
No, Maury does do them.
No, I'm a diligent Maury watcher.
Are you questioning that?
Maury, I know my Maury post.
Maury does not ever.
Maybe not anymore because they just do
years
fraternity.
Ago. Do you do a Mr. Puniverse? Or is that only
Richard
Bay? That
was Richard Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And his thunder thighs. Yeah. I used to love those episodes.
Ditch class in junior high and go watch them at my friend's house.
Is Richard Bay well known among non-New Yorkers?
I don't think so. I think that's another.
Even beyond New Yorkers, you have to have been in New York.
I think he has like a radio show, like a syndicated radio show.
I think
show.
So, yeah. I wikied him not
He's
too long
like
ago.
He's like the
Alan
Holmes to on a Republican station.
Yeah.
He used to work for Sirius.
Oh, so we have that in common.
Richard Bay, he was this guy 20 years ago that had a show on Channel 9 in New York where
it was like the proto Jerry Springer.
Springer basically ripped him off. He just had like really horrible white trash people and ghetto black people on and he made them do double dare stunts.
Jerry Springer at least sort of has the illusion of if you squint,
shame.
Could sort of fool yourself into thinking he's trying to help people.
Right, right.
But Richard Bay was like completely no pretense that it's anything serious. It's just, I'm having idiots on my show and I'm going to make them look like fucking idiots. Here you go.
Definitely look that up if you want to laugh at our childhood.
B-E-Y, right?
B-E-Y. Yep. Yeah. I think he's Lebanese too.
Is he really?
He's some Middle Eastern.
So I used to watch Richard Bay when I was younger and also Jenny Jones.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've
forgotten that name until you just
Hers
mentioned.
Was always Geek to Chic. There was a lot of Geek to Chic episodes.
All the women would come out with, like, their tits hanging out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then her show got canceled because she used to do these shows where,
You mentioned your crush, your gay crush or your friend. It doesn't have to be gay.
And you would surprise them, right? So this guy came on. And it turns out a guy had a crush on him, and he was so embarrassed that he murdered him, right?
Yeah, not on the show. Though.
Not on the show, like
he
after the
him.
Show.
Yeah. He found the
Which
guy.
Which is intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's a terrible person, because she basically,
Why?
said they took her to court. You know, she had to testify and all this. It was a civil case. And she's like sold her producer down the river and said he came up with the whole fucking thing. I had nothing to do with it. I just read off a cue card. I'm a total idiot. You know, she basically portrayed herself as a total moron.
Which is true, but it's no excuse.
Well, yeah, it is true though. Like, she's just a pretty fit.
Yeah, but she's putting her name on the show. I mean, she's clearly involved in it.
That's what I'm saying. You are, yes, she is an idiot, but she should also be held responsible.
It should not be a defense for her.
Yeah, exactly.
She should have like had an opinion and said, you know what, I don't want to do this on the show.
Right.
Of course you wanted to because it was ratings.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she may be an idiot, and she is an idiot, but that it's not like she didn't know what the fuck's going on there.
And this actually reminds me of an interesting thing. There's a book called The Psychopath Test by John Ronson. Huh. Great book. That guy's a really good writer. And he talks about, I think it's in that book, that he talks about, I think it's Jerry Springer. He interviewed one of the producers. Mm-hmm. And the way they determine their guests oftentimes is, or like their process of weeding out is which antidepressant you're on. There's like certain ones that like you're a little too crazy, but if you're on the right one like Prozac or whatever, then we'll have you on and you're the good. There's like levels of crazy.
Seriously?
That they aim for. So if you're on lithium, that's a little too far gone.
Right.
Like if you're Prozac,
that's so funny. Like they don't want people so crazy that the viewer is like, whoa, this is fucked up.
They want to be a lighthearted funny crazy or just laugh at you,
and they don't want to get shot either.
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
But that's like a legitimate thing that these talk shows do.
So if you happen to be prescribed Prozac and want to be on the Metal Injection live cast,
give us a call.
I'm sure we've gotten plenty of calls already. Come on.
Oh, I thought you meant in person.
Oh,
no. You could be on any drug. You can call us.
646-929-1357.
There's a question in the chat here. Would Rob bang Sally Jesse Raphael? I don't know.
I finger bang her, but I wouldn't stick my dick in that.
Is she still alive? What does she do now?
She is. She has a Facebook page.
I think she does web videos now. I think I've seen something. Like she's trying to. She's barely clinging to her.
Like Ultimate Warrior takes her to boot camp.
she needs it. She needs it. She's like a house now.
Does she still wear the red glasses?
Yes.
That's her signature.
Oh, I used to love watching Sally Jesse.
She looks like Rocky Dad.
Yeah. She's like Susan Waldman of daytime talk.
She kind of looks like Susan Waldman.
One of my bosses at work used to be the executive producer of her show.
Oh, wow.
And I told him that I used to watch, and he like brought me all this like Sally Jesse swag. So if we have any fans.
Sally Jesse giveaway? Yeah.
What fucking swag would you get?
Her false teeth.
No.
Stole it right out of the water.
One is a red hat, a red baseball hat. And the other is like those old like fleece shirts.
Could you get her Depends? Her used Depends? What is she on? What medications is she on? Geritol?
Yeah.
She's on lots of estrogen pills. Just to balance her out.
I just saw a picture. She looks like a corpse.
She looks like Hans Bollmann in a wig. It's terrifying. Everybody go on her Wikipedia page and look at that photo. It's amazing.
She looks like she has an Orthodox Jewish baldy wig.
Yeah. Rob, have you looked at the... I want Rob's visceral reaction.
Here.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
She does look like Hans Bollmann with a wig. Oh, like so bad.
She looks so bad. Or something.
Check her wiki. Oh,
she's 77 years old.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. We're going to look like that one day.
Not me. I'll shoot myself first.
I already look like Hans Molman. Without a wig. It's fine.
Sally. Let yourself go. Oh, she's 79.
Damn.
Yeah.
So she's an old broad. Cut her some slack.
Getting old sucks.
Do you want to play those chocolate croissant drops before we head into the music break?
I just want to say it was recently Sally Jesse Raphael's birthday.
Happy birthday.
So
rest in peace.
So she just recently turned 70.
Who cares?
Can we get her on the show?
Can she poop?
What's she doing?
Yeah, we can just ask her different things about being really old and close to death.
Just tell her that we're Phil Donahue. She won't know the difference.
Oh, my God. Phil Donahue.
He's alive.
He's the worst.
Remember, I feel like back then, talk shows were like the reality shows of that era.
Yeah.
Just daytime was just filled with talk shows. I remember when I would be, like in the summer, there would be nothing to watch.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have cable.
Me neither.
And all I had was just talk show.
Yeah. Over talk show.
It was
over
like
talk
Montel
show.
In the morning. Ugh. No, I'm sorry. Richard Bay. And then like Montel was on for a little bit until Jenny Jones. And then
Ricky Lake.
Donahue was awful. Yeah.
I like Donahue.
Joan Rivers. Her
Geraldo.
Oh, God. Geraldo. We have such bad memories of Geraldo because that was like when we had our high school TV production class.
He showed up.
Teacher had an in at the Geraldo show.
Oh, God.
So that would
be
that would be like the once a semester trip, field trip to go watch the Geraldo show.
Were you at the one where he got hit with a chair in the face?
No. It was never anything good. It was always such a dumb. It was usually a dumb thing, and then once there was like a heavy episode of it, of like, oh my, I had a miscarriage or something like that, and it was like the point where like. This isn't even worth being, like, out of class. Like, I would rather be in class right now than being forced to watch this shitty episode of Geraldo.
Yeah, what were you supposed to be learning from that?
It was just how, like, a live broadcast, like, how a TV show is produced. Like, you're supposed to be learning, like, looking at, like, how it's done. Like, everything that happens in between the commercial breaks is what we're there to learn.
Okay. Right.
But it's like, you go once, it's fine. But she would do this trip all the time, and kids would be like, hey, I don't have to go to class? Sure, I'll go watch this dumb episode of Geraldo.
And then they got there, and they learned that they would rather be in class.
Yeah.
And your teacher's just like, oh, it's a whole day where I don't have to talk to these assholes. I could just stand there. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, worked for her.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right, here's the drops.
Do you know how much I love sausage?
I know. Okay.
So I go around the balls.
I had a bunch of meat inside.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have nudie lips for a while. Maybe I like cum. There's always going to be Judy.
We had that one already.
That's why there's so much butt fucking in the Navy.
Everybody loves me.
I know.
Everyone picked out the same. Well, they were good drops, to be fair. But
all right.
Thank you. Next time we'll coordinate so we don't duplicate drops.
Exactly.
Yeah, Rob.
On the show.
What?
No, I didn't do it either.
He just, he's here to say right, less syllables. Oh. You could say it anyway. It's better.
All right.
That's Rob's new name.
Here, I'm going to start with a band that was...
are we going to a music break?
Yeah, let's do a music break.
How does Sid feel about that, Darren?
Right.
This band...
Are you playing any Kings of Leon?
Kings of Leon are so shitty. Oh.
Ow. True, they are.
This band was also Sid's nickname in high school.
No.
Here is Defaced Creation.
Lost in the bed. Hello, this is Bruce. Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now, but he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Sometimes I spend the music break just soaking in the tub with some candles lit. It takes me back to the good old days when Darren and I used to have sleepovers and wash each other's hair. Here's another love song on the Metal Injection live cast. It took a while, but Rob is finally done eating that plate of ribs he ordered during the music break. So we now return to the Metal Injection live cast. Please excuse the mess.
Chuck, you have it all wrong. I'm ordering the ribs for after the show.
Please excuse the mess and the blood.
What was the place you're getting from again?
Mabel's Smokehouse. A fantastic establishment.
They have such good ribs.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you held out on the ones from IKEA.
Hakia.
You listeners that are listening live, I encourage you to call up Mabel's Smokehouse in Brooklyn and let them know that very soon Rob from Metal Injection will be calling in an order, and they should be ready to put all their ribs on hold until Rob calls. So that way when he calls, they will be really mad at him and will not give him an order because you guys tied up their phone lines. So let's make that happen. Come on.
While you guys do that, let me talk about the music break. We kicked it off with Defaced Creation. With Macabre Exposure of...
Not Macabre?
Macabre? Damn it, I always miss
Macabre.
Macabre?
Yeah. Macabre.
Wow.
Judah of Macabre.
I thought it was Macabre.
Yeah, I thought... I thought it was Macabre, too. I'm like, no, Rob, you're an idiot. It's
okay,
Macabre.
When I was younger, I went on dictionary.com. You know how they pronounce it for you? And it's
when you were younger, dictionary.com didn't exist, you old lady.
So macabre exposure of fleshy devotion.
I just adjusted my glasses, okay. By the way, like an old lady.
I was waiting for some kind of reaction.
Macabre is Rob's mispronunciation of the week.
That's my new segment.
Macabre.
Well, yeah, let's define, let's hide you being ignorant as a segment.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I am ignorant.
We need
then there's Ludacra with Instable.
It's actually pronounced Ludacris.
It's a different musician.
We played Ludacris on the
yeah. Ludacra. And then there was some Psy. With In Devil's Arms. And we wrapped it up with Unleashed with Dead Forever.
Very nice.
It's pronounced Unleashed.
Unleashed?
Yeah.
646-929-1357 was the last word that you mispronounced. That's what I want to know.
It's hard. Life is hard.
I thought you said tard.
Un chasseur, chasson, chasseur.
Rob, you said you had some stories.
Yeah, the big news of the week, Tim Lambesis changed his plea to
right.
guilty. huge story. Currently has 38,000 likes.
It's now 1 through 10 on your most controversial list because now it's an actual story.
Yeah.
So you just completely redid the list.
I mean, it was a story to begin. I mean, the crazy thing is he changed his plea to guilty, mm-hmm. and there was allegedly some sort of plea bargain. So he initially the court clerk said he will serve a maximum 9 years in prison, but that's not going to happen. Because of the plea bargain.
Of course.
This is such a mac and cheese story. I mean macabre. Sorry. Macabre.
It's macabre, Darren.
Macabre?
Macabre.
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 Don't you know anything? That'd be macabre.
Here's what I predict will happen. He'll serve like 2 or 3 years and get out like Lindsay Lohan did.
She didn't serve 2 or 3 years. She served like 3 months,
yeah.
maybe.
Right, but I mean he's like in prison for attempting murder.
Yeah.
He was just doing coke and driving.
Yeah.
And then he's going to put out a book about how he found Christianity
and
while
Rob
he
will promote
time.
It. I thought he already had Christianity.
Well, he
renounced it before he like got arrested and stuff.
Oh, did he?
He didn't like fully. He was like, oh, I'm getting away from the faith. But since being arrested, he has magically found God again.
Oh, of course. And then he'll put it in a book. And all those stupid losers will buy it, and he'll have his career again.
Well, I want to say the most shocking, but it really wasn't that shocking, was a lot of people's reactions to the news. The reactions were like, oh, now I can't see Athena dying anymore. Megan Lambesis is a bitch.
I'm going to hire a hitman to kill her.
It's like, wait, it's her fault that he wanted to hire a hitman
to
kill
her?
Also,
did she call the cops on him?
No, she had absolutely nothing to do with it.
She should have just got shot.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I mean, we could say negative things about her for being dumb enough to marry a guy from a shitty band in the first place.
That's fair.
But besides that.
What if he was a shitty guy in a good band? Would you be okay with that?
Depends how good of a band.
I don't know. Well, Kings of Leon.
Oh, well, string them all.
What if it was Tegan or Sarah?
And they did what?
Tried to kill Tegan or Sarah.
One tried to kill the other?
Yes.
That would be, well, then the band's over one way or the other.
Right, but would you...
What if it was Seth Putnam?
Well, he's already dead.
That was a terrible band, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's already dead.
Also, one thing that I didn't understand was people would be like, you guys don't understand. You don't have kids.
What?
If anyone tried to take your kids away from you,
what
you
would also go and
hire a hitman to kill them.
Rob, what if someone tried to take your ribs away?
What? Where is the nearest? I wouldn't need to hire a hitman. I'd kill the man myself.
And eat their ribs.
Or the woman.
But she was taking the kids away for good reason, though. It wasn't like...
Yeah, because he was falling asleep while he was watching them.
Yeah.
And, like,
he was... And also, he's on tour the whole time. He's
and
never
he's
around
shitty,
anyway.
Shitty band.
And secondly, let's say there wasn't a good reason. Let's say he was a great father and she took the kids away. You go kill her? That's like a reasonable response?
I'd be like, this guy's
rather
like,
than hire a hitman, hire a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, there's...
He fucked that up, too.
Yeah. This guy writes, there's two sides to every story. Like, no, there's one side. This guy who did not know how to deal with his wife, so he decided, I'm going to hire a hitman. He got caught. Now he's going to pay.
Yeah. Now, here's a great comment in the chat from Campion95 who said, Why does God always hide until after the guy tries to kill his wife?
Excellent question.
God doesn't want any part of murder.
Yeah, why? Well, I beg to differ with that if you read the fucking Bible.
He learned his lesson, and now he stays away from that shit.
That's where rainbows
came
from.
There haven't been any Bibles written in the last couple thousand years. Yes. What do you think?
Thank God. Well, Scientology.
Oh.
Moisha Shadows recommends that we better call Saul.
Yeah. There goes my hopes and dreams of my favorite Christian metalcore band ever getting back together. How specific?
Maybe that was sarcasm. That has to be sarcasm.
I believe
you can't say favorite Christian metalcore in this. Like, I
What's
think Facebook rejects.
I blurted it out.
Structure.
He then writes, I believe he was framed.
Okay.
God be with you, Tim, because injustice is a common practice in the judicial system.
So he believes, I don't know if he say he, it might be a woman, that he was framed based on what evidence? No evidence.
Based
on him pleading guilty.
Well,
he's on tape.
He said how is he being framed if he's admitting to doing it?
He was framed into pleading guilty?
It's all fan fiction. He wasn't serious.
But that's the same level of evidence you're dealing with people that listen to Christian metalcore. They don't...
But I love that this might not be his favorite band ever, just his favorite Christian metalcore band.
Yeah. Like, right, but if you're a Christian, you don't need evidence for anything. I choose to believe this.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's my favorite. The devil's work. He got in between him and his woman, he being the devil, I guess. He made the situation so terrible that this man thought of having her killed.
This is great.
Are people really this stupid?
These
are
legitimate comments. I believe evil works through different approaches.
Like Facebook
religion.
Comments.
Like your gas right now.
Yeah.
That's the devil coming out.
He doesn't want me to speak this comment. Yeah. Especially when you're influencing people to do good. The devil also doesn't let this person know how to use your properly.
Right.
What better way to get to a man than using the woman or vice versa? Once you become the chaos, you become the evil.
But how did the woman make him?
Is this lyric?
He's saying the devil is what made the woman want to take the kids away. And then the devil convinced him to hire a hitman.
Really?
So why didn't the devil hire a competent hitman so he would do worse evil by killing her?
Yeah.
Also, what does any of it matter if all of us are just puppets of the devil and God?
Yeah.
Then it's all predetermined it's all just an... Yeah.
No one has any responsibility at all.
Did the devil write the As I Lay Dying songs? Like, when... At one point, does the devil decide to intervene and then stop intervening?
Yeah.
Probably the biggest
deal in the
story.
Did the devil make him join the band, which would eventually...
So then
eventually,
these people love devil music.
There you go. Mm.
Problem solved.
Mm. Post it, Rob.
Faggot 69.
So that's all matter of fact.
You found me out!
Sid, is that your username?
You never know.
I don't know what the whole story, nor do I really care, but from what I read, I can understand the reasons behind him wanting to off his wife.
Oh, good. Let's hear
I don't really know anything about it, but it's okay to kill that lady.
Yeah. In general, I support murder.
If my wife filed a restraining order where I wasn't allowed to see my kids
because of
impending divorce, I'd go through drastic measures, too.
Like what?
Rob, could you once again say what this person's username is?
Faggot 69.
I really hope he doesn't have a wife. Who would marry a guy whose username is
hope that he doesn't reproduce ever.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's in a civil union.
Maybe he's just bitter because in his state he can't get married.
When you aren't thinking clearly, you obviously do stupid shit, and we are all culprits of this.
Yes. Having said this,
I can careless.
Here's from the Czech Republic.
And there is always more to the story when I read it. But like I said, I'd be in a crazy state if my soon-to-be ex-wife was making sure I couldn't see my kids.
So you should be arrested, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lock up that faggot 69.
Yeah.
You should be arrested, too.
This next one is from a woman. There are two sides to the story, man. Maybe his wife's a total bitch and Tim just couldn't take it anymore.
This is the same thing as like the women that would take to Twitter and be like, Chris Brown could beat me up anytime.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking shit.
So stupid.
Yeah. If you give everybody a public forum, most people are really fucking dumb. So this is what happens.
Is that username Lesbo69? Yeah.
No.
I'd like to see some of that.
That's me. This sounded like a setup from the beginning. First, Megan wanted a divorce. She got it. Yeah. Now she wants money.
What's a good way to get his money?
Oh, yeah.
Her brother-in-law's an officer.
No, a good way to get his money is when you're divorced, he has to give you alimony because that's the law.
Yeah,
so.
Women have so much rights in a divorce, so it wouldn't have, you know.
Well, especially when the husband is a horrible father like Tim Lambesis.
In a shitty band.
Right.
That should be, that would be, if you were the attorney at law, that would be like your first plank in the argument. Look at what band this guy is in.
Better call Sid.
What kind of judgment would he have as a father if he makes this horrible music?
Not like it's Art Garfunkel. That guy's a great father, probably.
Isn't he gay?
No, is he?
I thought he was.
I don't think so. What, just because of the hair?
No, I
thought the singing voice?
Just a rumored thing forever.
I don't know, Rob. Google that. Do you know who Art Garfunkel is, Rob?
Can you spell that? That's the question.
Yeah, it's phonetic.
Garfunkel, A.
Google will correct me. No, I did spell it correct.
You did?
I don't believe you.
It's spelled Chassel.
There's no really...
Does he have ex-wives, kids?
Here's another.
He has
point.
An ex-wife.
Yeah.
Moisha Shadows, how much money does a guy in a Christian metal band have in the first place?
Rob.
I can tell you, As They Lay Dying were a very profitable band. We followed them around for like a day.
Did you see him kill anyone?
No.
Well,
he talked about prison-style workouts. We have footage of that.
He couldn't get it done. He tried to.
They make a lot of money. The band was a full-time job for all of them.
Did Tim ask you if you wanted to make an extra $1,000?
But how? Like, how many sales do they have?
They sell. They definitely sell.
They sell because...
They have two gold records or something like that. They're in terms of metal bands making it, they've made it.
Yeah, but that's not saying much.
They're definitely, like, a really profitable band.
Not anymore,
clear,
though.
It was clear from following them around that this is, like, a serious operation. It's not just, like, a bunch of kids hanging out.
Okay.
And, like, they were getting festival tour offers, and, yeah, they were making really, really good money.
Well, that's gone.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, I think the rest of the band might be able to continue. You know, they could get a new singer, but it'd be hard to continue with that band name.
Yeah.
I feel the band name is tainted.
As I Lay Allegedly Dying.
That's a good one, Sid.
Thank you.
I still it sucks for the rest of those guys because they were really, really, really nice guys. Yeah. Like, they're all great people.
Nice
and they don't,
you
would
have thought Tim Lambesis was a great guy before this happened.
It just opened slots up for other bands.
I will
other
say
bands
he
get
was,
to make
he,
that money now.
He was, I always thought he was kind of weird. In the sense that, like, he was, like too quiet, like,
Sid
too...
Sid is
sorry.
Smoke!
Too introverted, I thought. And, like he... it definitely seems plausible now, looking back, based on, like, how reserved he was. He just... It didn't seem very outgoing.
So...
In a way that, like...
He was calculating.
He's just very calculating. He's like, who can I murder on this bus?
How about...
No.
Who are some other band members that you could say might be murderers?
Let's get out in front of this.
Yeah.
Start writing the story
now. It looks
now.
A little shady when you say it after
Rob.
The guy got caught.
Any serial killers in Periphery?
Not that I know of.
Paul Masvidal?
No, he's too zen.
Yeah. That's what you think. It's always that guy that winds up doing it.
You're right.
Come on, give us some, Rob.
I can't think of any other quiet musicians that might be murderers. Let's see.
Garfunkel? He's already on his Wikipedia page. See if he killed someone.
The guy who sings Moshiach.
Frankie Palmieri, what the fuck's his name?
Oh, no, that guy's too much of a pussy to be a murderer.
That other guy the from the other shitty band?
Phil Abante.
Yes.
He could be. He's very anti-gun control. But I feel like he would accidentally murder someone hunting, like a shady type of situation.
Yeah.
David Drainman?
No, he's not.
No, he would just throw rocks.
Louis Armstrong? That's in the chat. Luigi.
Isn't it Louis Armstrong?
Huh?
Isn't it Louis Armstrong?
He wrote Louis. Maybe
it depends how close you are with him.
Rob thinks all the guys in Psyopus are murderers.
Jose Mangan is a murderous piece of shit.
We missed one. Randy Bly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's not
most
a murderer.
Obvious.
He actually
he's an
he's a manslaughterer.
Murderer.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Or man's laughter.
He's a good person.
So speaking of Emuer, on the new album that they're about to put out, they have two tracks. One of them is called Free Publicity, and one of them is called Most Hated.
And it's about you.
And this is the most I've ever looked forward
to an Immure track or album because I'm like, hey, this could be about me. Imagine like if we got like a shout out like gang style, like it's like a hip hop beef,
like in Get in the Ring by Guns N' Roses.
Get
in the ring, Rob. Get in the ring.
Call out like 10 people.
I'll be excited. Also, the first track on the album is Bring a Gun to School.
Oh, my God.
What a dick.
Such a turd.
And then he'll be the first guy when someone gets shot and they said they listened to a Muir or whatever.
No, he'll be the first guy that when someone brings a gun to his show and shoots him in the face. Well, I guess he wouldn't be the first one.
Yeah. He'll be the first guy after he's dead to complain about it.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is the old guitarist of Immure, like, blasted the band for doing that. Like,
I didn't
call them a disgusting human being for that.
What's the song about?
Oh, well, the music isn't out yet.
We got to get
the moment it's out.
They just released the name
the
of the
track listing, yeah.
Oh, that's so lame.
Which is the, yeah, like, who cares about it?
But
I
it's clearly you do. You're talking about it.
Yeah, well, in this case, it's
and it's hyping you up, I guess.
But normally, what is a track listing?
Well,
in
this case,
mean
it
anything.
Makes
it's
sense,
just words.
Because what is their fucking music about? Nothing. It's all about...
Yeah, another track is Girls Don't Like Boys, Girls Like 40s and Blunts.
Really?
It's that's like...
By girls, he means Robert Pezboni. 40 ounce barbecue sauce.
I hate 40. Yeah, I would not drink.
But you're big. You need more liquid to fill you up.
I'll just drink whiskey or vodka.
I wish the whole track listing was about Rob. Like, track two, Rob, I'm going to find you and fuck you up at Mabel's.
Well, he knows where you are, where you'll be.
Rob, shave that fucking goddamn beard, you fucking pussy.
You Kim Thale looking motherfucker. Like, he just listens to the live cast and then bases his trash talk.
I would it would be awesome to have created such a dent that I'm being called out for being an asshole in a song. That'd be nice. And it'd be smart for him because it's a good way for him to get free publicity from a mental injection.
He's going to get that either way.
It's true. Well, you know, I will say, whenever we write about how dumb Immure is, we definitely get a lot of hits, so...
A lot of people agree.
Or disagree. I've seen a lot of comments like, why are you even writing about Immure if you hate them? I love their music, and I love Metal Injection.
Because
I don't
you're responding, dummy.
Yeah.
That's why.
Chill out, guys.
For every story like that has opinion in it, you should write two different articles, one with one opinion, one with the exact opposite. Just so every base
you're
is covered.
Right.
Immure says something really dumb. Immure says something really smart. And just, you know.
Yeah, you'll get...
Choose your own adventure style.
There was the
smart.
Yeah.
The singer of the Acacia Strain tweeted to Jonathan Davis how he should get a grip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
And I wrote about it. Or I didn't write. One of our other writers wrote about it. But then, like, people were like, who cares? The Acacia Strain are pieces of shit anyway. They're awful.
Are they? Are they awful, Rob?
No, I like them. They're like
you didn't look me in the eye when you said that.
I like them.
Okay.
They're like a hate breed derivative, but in a positive way. They bring the riffs.
Thank you. Where are they from?
Massachusetts, from like Boston, Worcester, or Worcester.
What does that mean? What's an Acacia Strain?
And is it actually pronounced Acacia?
No, it's definitely Acacia.
Wait, isn't like that a Acacia berry or whatever?
What
is that berry called? The one that they put into drinks? And it makes them 10 times more expensive.
That's
strawberry?
What it is. No, I think that is
acacia.
But I mean, what's an acacia strain?
Rob's getting a call from his mom on his cell phone. Mama! Put it in the air! Mama Rama!
Oh.
Why is she calling you now? She doesn't know that you're doing a podcast?
She never...
Well, we're doing it early, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but at this time we would be getting
She
ready.
Just wanted to tell her son that she loves him and he can have a good show. Right? Do you get that weekly pep talk from Mama Rama before the show?
I didn't really want to talk about it on the air, but yes, Mama Rapa gives me.
I made you some kudliete.
Make sure Darren doesn't do any impressions of me. Tell Sid to stop talking about your sister. Have a good night.
No, he sounds nothing like Russian.
My mom did make me some bitki, which were great.
What is that?
Bitcoin? She made you Bitcoin?
Basically pork chops.
Oh,
they
were
so good. Just say
pork chops.
Say that, yeah.
Fuck.
I like saying
you know what I think you should do in honor of your mother? You should put out a Mrs. Pezboni cookbook with all of her Russian recipes.
Yeah.
All right.
You could get the guy from Bazillion Points to release that.
Oh, yeah.
Black metal vegan chef.
That's
just
two
have
different,
him and
two different
show
people.
With your mom.
You should just write it as you. Like, get all her real recipes, have her cook them, photograph them, but then, like, put a metal spin on it and have her talking as a Russian woman about, you know, a certain bit. Like, this is a Metallica pie or something, you know.
I see. Just add, like, band names to it for no reason.
Yes, exactly.
That are just, like, alliterations.
Put the pasta in the acacia strainer.
Oh.
That is just top of mind.
Bad pun.
I was like, how can I work the band we just talked about in? The food reference.
Well, you did it.
Thank you.
Another hilarious story.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Is Joey Belladonna was being interviewed.
That's already hilarious.
Yeah. And first of all, the fact that anybody cared to interview Joey Belladonna, and it's the saddest interview.
Except you're talking about it, so clearly people care.
Yeah, well, the saddest part about it is him talking about how he's not friends with anybody in Anthrax, mm-hmm. how it's just a business arrangement.
Isn't he, like, way older than the rest of them?
Yeah, I guess, but still.
He's way older than Joe Franklin, that's not
the guess. I think he's, like, 8 years older than them, something like that. Not like, that much older. So he lives in Jersey, and he's like, it's like coming into a new neighborhood and trying to get friends. And he goes, if I walked into Chuck Billy of Testament's neighborhood, and he's got four of his friends, and I'm like, this new kid, no matter what you do, it's going to be hard. They're all so close. I don't know why I'm doing this voice.
That's kind of what he sounds like.
They're all so close, unless you actually fit in right away, and they're just that cool. They were open to me, but they weren't doing anything either way to make me feel like I was going to. It was the best thing in the world. It was more businesslike. You want to join us, man? It'd be great. And then...
what a woman.
He goes...
Like me.
I never really found my place with this band. I mean, as much as we do what we do, it's so corporate on its own. But yeah, it doesn't get much better than it is now. But it could be a whole lot better too at the same time. I'm only allowed so much friendship. What does that mean? And then he goes, I don't even talk with the other guys in the band right now. I mean, there'll be a few emails, but they're so short.
You know what it is?
This is... totally showing his age, this next statement.
Oh, God. World War II.
It's not like I sit on the horn and talk with Charlie all day.
On the horn. I just came from the can. I was wiping my ass, and I hear Charlie ringing the phone. Yeah, with the little ringer thing in my pocket. What do you call that again? The thing that makes the phone ring.
Your pager.
Yes, that. We have audio from his time with Anthrax.
Oh.
You're so consumed. No talent. Mediocre piece of shit.
Which one of them was he talking
really
to? It could be any of them.
Yeah. And to get yourself a gig instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here. Yeah.
That's why Scott Ian won't do the SOD reunion.
Yeah.
That's what he said about Billy Milano.
I just don't like, okay, even if this is the case, which it clearly is, it's just a business relationship. They're not really friends, and they all realize
sounds like
that...
Metal Injection.
Oh, no. and they realize...
That's a live cast.
I'd like to read this comment from Grindcore Luigi, who said, Joey Belladonna would have had two friends on MySpace, but Tom was already his friend.
Oh. Tom won't return his emails either.
So sad. Imagine that's like a series, like no one will return... Joey Belladonna's email. Like,
every week he
just turns out he never set up his email properly, so they're actually never sending.
Or they just go to the spam folder.
Yeah, it's just like warning your outgoing mail has not been set up.
Account probably.
AOL. Just CompuServe or Prodigy. I think he's a Prodigy guy. Seems like a Prodigy guy.
Can you still have a Prodigy email?
I don't even know if that exists.
I know people have AOL emails.
Yeah, well, AOL is still a service.
Crazy.
I remember reading, like, their service was still profitable. Like, they just sold it off to, like, Net Zero or something.
Who the
because
fuck is
there,
Net Zero still
there was something like they had 600,000 active subscriptions of their dial-up.
Wow.
It's crazy. Prodigy does not exist anymore.
Aww. Why are you sad about that?
I don't know.
I never
it was, like, my first internet.
Prodigy, really? I never had. AOL was my first.
Netscape? Do you ever have Netscape?
Yeah. Yeah. But that was just a browser, right?
Yeah, you still needed a thing.
I just placed my barbecue order, by the way.
Did you get it?
For some reason, their pulled pork sandwich is only like $7, so I got two of them.
At that price, how could you not?
Well, because I have a coupon. I have an $8 coupon, so I have to reach a
$3 minimum. I used that yesterday. Yeah. Very nice.
So I just ordered lunch for tomorrow, which is going to be a pulled pork sandwich.
I also ordered, but I ordered a while ago because it's like, come on now, I'll get with it. It's going to take him 45 minutes to get
I know. By the time I finish the podcast, I take Bruno out, I put the stuff away.
Oh, you're smart.
Yep.
Well, I ordered a slab of ribs.
Oh, wait, you ordered online?
Yeah, for a pickup.
God damn it. Because then now the caller's calling and mentioning your name. It's not going to accomplish anything.
Oh, yeah. Honestly.
I hope they do.
I also use that delivery.com.
Physically describe Rob when you call in so that when he shows up for the pickup, they know who it is. Yeah, come on, guys. We can make this happen still. Let's not give up hope. He gets a spit burger with his pulled pork.
Wait, you're going to do pickup?
Yeah. They don't deliver
them. So why'd you order so early? It's just going to be like.
You can
there.
Say when you're showing up. You could put the arrival time.
Oh, really? Well, whatever. That's I figured it'll take them a little bit.
How much are you going to tip Joey Belladonna when you get there?
He's at the place?
He doesn't want to tip. He just wants to be your friend.
Yeah, he'll tip him with a nice conversation, a little chat.
I don't have any friends.
Oh, you think he's carving the meat in the back at Mabel? Is that what he's doing?
That's maybe. Their dry rub.
Oh, we have a caller.
Hope he wears a fucking hairnet.
Blocked phone number. Is this Joey Belladonna?
No, it's Josh from Wales.
Hello. Oh, hello, Josh. Not from New South Wales, right?
Rob,
from...
have you figured out where Wales is?
I think so. So what's up, Josh?
Nothing much. Just thought I'd call in, ask a few questions.
All right, shoot.
Well, first one isn't a question. It's more of a statement.
Okay. That was it.
Yeah.
Right.
And the statement is?
No. Yeah, about, like, Black Metal History Month. I didn't really find it all too, like, enthralling until the end of it, where you put Dave Hill in it.
Right.
Which is always my favorite part.
Yeah, we saved the best for last.
Are you offended by the fact that Rob co-opts Black History Month for something so trivial? And that's like vaguely racist.
Are you?
On a site where the musicians are so racist to begin with, typically, that it just seems like pandering too much to like the lowest common denominator.
We're not documenting the racism. We're documenting the music.
But you're not documenting it. It's what's
nice got you there.
Yeah. Are you going to start like a metal injection revolt set?
Come on. It's vaguely racist. Vaguely.
I don't think it's racist.
I don't think it's racist at all.
It's disrespectful at the very least.
There could be an argument that it's disrespectful, definitely, but
so
I don't think
why,
it's racist.
Why are you doing something so... You could pick any other month. Why has it got to be the same one?
Are you going to do something for Women's History Month, which is March?
Yeah, he'll do every day another As I Lay Dying tribute.
or a Babe of the Day? Are you going to bring that back?
Obviously.
Yeah. When did you stop
the hottest chicks in metal? Women's History Month hottest.
Yeah.
The hottest chicks in the history of Women's History Month.
Very respectful.
And you should put Tampax banner ads up.
Yeah.
When did you stop Babe of the Day?
And why?
2010 maybe.
When Suicide Girls sent you a cease and desist.
No. Actually, we were promoting Suicide Girls because they had an affiliate program. They had an affiliate program, and it was like we had the Babe of the Day, which was like a porn pinup, and then the Suicide Girl of the Day, which was an alt model. And then on the Suicide Girl of the Day, we would have like, sign up for Suicide Girls as low as $5 a month.
No, this is like
and we'd get a referral fee.
This is the third week in a row that you had a fucking huge belly laugh comment.
Oh, thank
on
you.
Fire.
I don't remember. I think we just removed it. It's been a while. Just to the point, because we got a lot of comments like, dude, like, I love your site, but dude, Babe of the Day, like, what's the Babe of the Day about?
Just
like, why?
Cheapens the website.
I was just like,
Frank probably started dating some chick. Was like, why is that on your site? And he's like, okay, I'll tell Rob to take it off.
It was just like that. But then also the other way around. People would be like, I love that Babe of the Day, man.
Really? It was just probably just
really
a way to get...
Going,
do not
right? have porn
yeah,
website?
Yeah, like every other website you could go and there's actual naked tits.
Probably a way to get hits in the beginning and then you didn't need it.
Yeah, that. I mean, that's really.
And then
it.
You discover Dave Mustaine, and you're like, all right.
Yeah, I just write about Dave Mustaine. I don't need him. Pandering to.
He's your babe of the day every day. The Rocky Dennis looking gingers.
Hey, man. Not cool.
Could you at least admit that Julianne Moore looks better than Dave Mustaine? Please.
What, just yeah, give me the
Dave Mustaine in his prime or now?
There was a tweet from Dave Mustaine yesterday that was so touching. Hold on.
I find them both zero attractive.
Oh, you're hurting me deeply.
I gotta find it. And then you'll have to read it.
Go ahead. Oh, jeez. How old is this tweet?
No, it's just I'm stoned, so I'm really slow with my fingers. Oh, okay. And he tweets a lot, so I gotta scroll down his Twitter feed.
It's gonna take Noah a long time to get to sleep tonight if she's slow with her
fingers. Here.
Pass it to me. Okay, let's see. Okay. A soldier in Afghanistan wrote me on a brown paper bag. Humble. All I could think of was, he doesn't even have paper to write home.
Or maybe he just had the paper bag next to him. And he was like,
Or maybe it was a joke. He just wanted to write Dave Mustaine a note on a paper bag.
They don't have paper there? Mm. Give me a fucking break. Give me a break.
They use papyrus.
Yeah, like real papyrus.
Yeah.
What a...
Or as Rob says, papyrus.
I know how to pronounce fonts, Sid. Come on.
But he's still not better or worse looking than Julianne Moore.
I like that Rob just knows papyrus as a font. He doesn't know that there's actually an origin to that word.
Font. No, I know. Fonts. It's also the name of a paper store.
Oh, cards. Yeah.
I seem to remember a lot of authorities on logging when I was splitting wood with J.D. I thought it said sporting.
Maybe that too.
Anyone know why eucalyptus isn't good wood to burn? And tell me.
Did you get any good answers, Noah?
No, please educate us. Because it's not metal enough. Ha ha. Uh-huh.
Is that Rob's response?
Metal doesn't burn, asshole. It melts.
So what are your questions for us, Josh?
Oh, right. Do you guys, all watch SNL?
I haven't in a while.
I still do.
I used to be a huge fan.
I watch it religiously as well.
Okay, then. This can all apply to you. Who do you think were the best cast members, current and former?
I think the best overall cast was the late 80s, early 90s, John Lovitz, Dana Carvey, and all of them.
Michael McDonald, Orlando Jones.
That's at Mad TV.
I know. For shame. I'm making a joke.
My current favorite, I think, is Kate McKinnon.
Good choice.
Of the current crew. Maybe Cecily Strong. I honestly think this is a really strong cast, in terms of...
Last night's episode was pretty terrible.
I haven't seen it.
Not like he's got a really strong cast.
Not Keenan?
I think Keenan's great. I think he...
He just shouldn't have his own one.
Oh, what? Who says that?
He should be black metal and stop being
black. Yeah. He could be both black and metal.
I got a question. That broad from Girls was on, right?
No, she's on next week.
Oh, next week.
This week was that the shitty Dana Carvey looking guy.
Jim Parsons.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if she showed
Big Bang Theory.
They're probably going to get on that.
But I'm sure they will touch on that. Literally or just verbally. I
refuse to watch that show.
It's a good show.
Bad.
I like it. It's fine.
I know that, and my girlfriend said this to me, and she's right. She said, I know you'll hate that show. Just because of the people in the show, not
right.
even whether.
But
it's
they're
a good show
supposed
on.
To be hateable.
But I don't want to be.
I watch
I don't
it
want,
and cringe.
I don't want to watch a show that I will just. That same reason I don't like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say okay. That's
I don't.
I don't, like
I don't want to watch people I'm annoyed at constantly. I don't. Like,
but this is more like the only difference between the two is, It's Always Sunny. Those people in real life don't exist. That's like a heightened, crazy weirdness. It's like people, like hateable people that you know that you see on the train.
Okay, so why do I want to see that?
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's hateable people. But hateable people that get what's coming to them. I think that's what I like about it. Is like this girl, you know, there's girls on there that are just like, oh, you're such a bitch. But then they get completely called out on it, and they have to deal with, you know, the real world bringing them back to reality.
And so it's Schadenfreude. In a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also,
I actually pronounce it Schadenfreude.
Oh,
yeah. Schadenfreude.
I pronounce it Tutti Frutti. But I just, and all part of likes it even more because of all the stupid criticism that's so stupid that I just
For example?
Like how when it first started, everybody's like, oh, it's just nepotism because her mom's a sort of famous photographer, and then the one girl, her dad was the drummer in Bad Company. It's like, oh, yeah, because that would get you really fired. Like, the criticism was so fucking dumb.
They just found anything to complain about.
And
that doesn't
make
you want to watch it.
But I don't understand why this show is such a fucking lightning rod compared to every other show on every other channel. It makes no sense to me.
I don't particularly hate the show. I just know I would not be able to stand it.
That's fine. I like it. I don't love it. It's not the greatest thing ever, but it's fine. And there's one character on the show that I really identify with who's hateable, but in the way that I'm hateable.
Which one?
The guy Ray.
The
hair lip guy.
Yeah.
Because he's just like a dick and a know-it-all and a loser, but
he's basically
shit to everyone. Yeah. And like every time like somebody gives him his comeuppance or tells him what a loser he is, I'm like, oh, that's the same way I'm a loser.
But no one tells you off. Everyone loves you.
No, I tell myself off in my mind from time to time. There's always that negative voice.
Ex-girlfriends, I'm sure, have told Sid off.
Did anyone? Yeah. Who's the last person to tell you off?
I don't know.
Your personal life.
I don't really get told off that much.
Has it ever happened?
I think people are just so afraid of what I would say back that they
I feel like we've had arguments when we were roommates where I've told you off.
Okay, maybe.
What? Give me an example.
I can't remember anything.
It was probably me criticizing him for not getting off his ass and like or being late.
Or yeah, like him criticizing me about mental injection and me being like, well, hey, at least I'm doing something.
Oh.
Or not picking up sunflower seeds.
Something of that nature.
That's what you're doing. Black Metal History Month should have been just features on black people in metal music. Why didn't
I didn't want to do a feature on that, but there were
that would be way too racist.
But then you remembered you don't like black people.
I wanted to get a black person to do it, but I don't know any black writers.
But is it slavery? Would you expect them to do it for free?
No, I would have paid them.
Oh, probably not the same rate.
Low rate, Devin.
Why can't you just do that yourself?
Do you want myself?
You're like a quarter black.
Why don't you get a black person to go to Mabel's for you, Rob?
Grindcore needs to know, what does Sid think of Adam Driver of girls being the villain in Star Wars Episode 7?
I care so little about Star Wars that I'm just glad he's getting paid. Good for him, I guess.
The thing...
I might end up seeing it, but I don't have strong opinions.
I am already loathing the marketing machine. For Star Wars. I feel like when it comes out, everything is going to be Star Wars.
I'm not experiencing that, honestly.
I didn't even know it was coming out.
I think there's already an oversaturation of Star Wars in pop culture.
Oh, God.
I can only imagine.
Maybe that's why this won't feel any different, because it's already so high.
It's going to be so much worse.
But that happened with the last three movies, too.
But that was before social media.
Not really. It was like 2000s.
It was before, like, Facebook, before Twitter, before... Okay, look at it this way.
That was the first movie.
Anchorman, right? Yes. Like, oh, the most recent one, Anchorman 2. How annoying was the social media board?
Yeah.
Super annoying. That brand is nothing compared to the Star Wars brand. Right. They're going to pump so much money into useless, annoying marketing.
Thank goodness for DVRs.
Every plot, everything, everyone's going to write about it because every little thing...
But you don't have to read it. I won't.
It's unavoidable, though.
Well, that's how the first Star Wars
movie. I've done a great job of avoiding everything you've ever written on Metal Injection.
I'm saying there are people in your news who share this. So if you want to avoid it, you will still not be able to avoid their
marketing. I've blocked so many people out of my news feed. Trust me.
I feel like that's just, but it's not specific to Star Wars, though.
Right, but
there's always something annoying going on. This will just be the next annoying thing. Right now it's the Lego movie.
I haven't seen any of it.
Did you ever get to see that, Stitch?
No, my wife went to see that. I'll see it for free. I will not pay a dime to support a movie that only exists to sell toys. No matter how good it is, everybody says it's great. I don't care.
Did your wife tell you off for not liking the Lego movie?
We had a little sparring back
really?
And forth.
Really? I was joking.
But I'm just a naysayer in general, so I think she's used to it right by now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's something she has to accept.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, it's a movie based on toys. It's not like there's a pre-existing narrative that they're going into, so I'm not paying a dime for that.
Transform.
Paying for that shit either. But at least there is a narrative there. Transformers are toys with a backstory. Legos don't have a fucking backstory.
True. Were you just afraid you'd see the Lego that looks like you in the movie?
Oh, God. If that might need to go see it. If I was supporting the Sid Lego toy.
Sid just doesn't like fun.
I like fun.
I
kind of want to
see
crass Lego. Commercialism disguised as fun. Even with Tegan and Sarah on the soundtrack, I don't care. That makes me think less of them.
Really?
Yeah. They're totally in cash-in mode at this point.
Well,
but whatever.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's a job. You realize, hey, I really need to start making this work for me.
They're going
to
start a family.
How do you know? Yeah. What do you mean? Why can't they start a family?
In Canada, I think the only thing you could adopt is a moose.
So?
They have a moose.
Well, maybe they're not really a couple like Tattoo. Maybe it's just...
No, they're not.
They're sisters.
They're definitely not a couple.
But they're just lesbians.
But they're both lesbians.
Really? I thought this whole time that Tegan and Sarah were lovers.
No.
No, no, they're twin sisters.
But they're both lesbians.
Twin sister lesbian lovers.
Interested in them.
Zero. Okay. I was zero interested in them, and now I'm still zero.
All right.
here Sid goes calling me racist for the last half hour.
You're not racist.
And then he makes this joke about how lesbians can't have a family. You're closed-minded, Sid.
How am I closed-minded?
I can have just as much of a family.
But it's not. I mean, it's only going to be half.
Half what?
Theirs.
Half theirs. What do you mean half theirs?
Yeah, then it's not theirs at all.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Half
theirs what? If they're their child.
Genetic makeup.
Isn't it always half your genetic makeup?
But if you're...
The other half is the person
you're
with.
Your partner, just like somebody you hired at.
Well, what if you get a divorce from that person?
It's not the
same.
Or what if it's a friend of yours that donates their sperm?
Yeah, if you get a divorce, the new step-parent doesn't love the child as much.
Is it David Crosby? Again? Do you know who that is, Rob Crosby?
Yeah, I do. That one chick's baby donor. Melissa
Crosby,
Stills,
Nash, and Young. Try that.
Why didn't you see if he even knew what that was?
Oh, no, I knew that.
Did you?
No, yeah, of course.
Why, of course?
Because when he donated his sperm to Melissa.
Could you give me the first names of anybody else from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young? Silence for everyone.
Kevin Nash?
No, wrong.
No, seriously.
Steve Nash.
Seriously, though.
Well, Neil Young.
Okay, I didn't even think you'd get that. All right, I'm impressed.
I don't know Stills and Nash.
Steven Stills.
Graham Nash.
Graham Nash.
Okay. But I've never listened to them. So.
I'm sure you've heard their songs.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll cue on
My favorite with the full band is Ohio. That's my favorite song. Maybe we could close the show with that. That's my favorite song by
And then what else
the
do they
band.
Do?
They've done a bunch. I never really liked them as Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Because I thought that was... They have that song, Our House, is a very, very, very fine house. I don't know. That's like old white people music to me. I mean, I still know of the existence of it, but...
I only really know one Stephen Stills song, and that's... If you can't be with the one
that's
you love,
a good song.
Love the one you're with.
He sort of had the more rockin' stuff.
I don't know one Graham Nash song. I have no idea.
He's the British one. He's got a rectangular head.
Graham Nash?
Yes. He sort of looks like an old lesbian now. He's one of those guys.
He just
guys.
Put out a book.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Did you interview him?
I didn't, but he was on the show that I work on.
Oh.
It was nice.
Just like his life story?
Yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah, I got ribs to pick up, people. It's been a great show. What are we going to do for our 250th?
Is that next week?
That's next week. Leave us some comments.
We'll just do a clip show, and we'll take the night off.
We'll just do all drops. This is Down by the River?
It's so hot.
So
oh, yeah.
Play Ohio.
I thought this was a Neil Young song. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, didn't you want to play Ohio?
Yeah, yeah.
Had it all queued up.
Darren, you do the sound.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Thank you, everyone. For listening. We'll be back next week with our 250th. If you have an idea for something we should do on the 250th, leave a comment.
Maybe a way Rob could make amends and honor black people instead of dishonoring them.
How did I dishonor black people?
By not even mentioning them.
Everyone is cheering for Mama Raba for 250.
Mama Raba! How about
Sister Raba?
Someone just said Sister Raba.
Oh, there we go. That would be fine. I'm sure.
How have we never done that then if that's not such a big deal?
I don't know.
Can we just call your entire family?
She's always in Israel.
No. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here.
Uncle Guillermo, get him on the horn.
He's dead.
Bring him back.
Bring him back to his death.
Maybe he could do a little video trip to his cemetery.
Oh, come on. That's
bring some J2 pizza.
Take a
there.
Selfie.
Eat it.
We can see if he's really buried there. Bring a shovel.
Stop dishonoring my great
it's
uncle
actually
Gianna.
Megan Lambus is buried in there. It's not
Lambus?
Yeah, I'm not going to dignify him by pronouncing his last name right. Fuck that guy.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Fuck you, Nixon.
Dirty duty.
Very sartorial.
There's a lot of sausage.
Oh.
Diddy, I like cum.
Hey, where's the butt fuck room?
Creamy beef stroganoff.
Wipe good, right?
Hi, I'm Robert Pezvani.
Washy washy, happy happy. There's always going to be duty.
Where's the Jerusalem pizza?
Meatloaf.
People are assholes. Duty lips. I bet he has a hairy taint. Get off the fucking radio. Just go live your life. Shut the fuck up.
I'm killing it. It is being killed. It's dead.